أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran in which we have been reviewing and analyzing and trying to better appreciate and understand chapter number 36 of the Holy Quran Surah Yasin also known as the heart of the Quran Up until this point God has been giving us general messages and reminders and points to reflect upon in terms of the Qur'an, in terms of the recipient of the Qur'an, and also in relation to our own personal responsibilities that we have to God, obviously, in the societies, in the world that we live in. From this verse on, the verse for today, verse number 13, and for the next 17 or so verses, God brings forth a story, a real life true story, obviously, not a fairy tale or a fiction, or a suspense novel, but no, a reality that God is bringing forth about a town. Now, the town is not mentioned by name in this passage of the Quran. The town is never talked about by name. And that's obviously something that God does many times. He doesn't always speak about specific cities because it's about universals, about understanding the lesson, the outcome. But he speaks about a town, which apparently, according to Tafsir al-Nur is a city called Antakya, which was in the previous Roman Empire. It was a city of trade and commerce and a very important city, and which now is within the country of Turkey. But God tells us about this town and about three prophets, at least, that were sent. We are known, or we are told about at least three of the individuals that God sent to them, because apparently, based on, and we'll see this in the context and in the passages of this story in the lessons to come, that this is a town steeped in polytheism, that they were disbelievers in this city, and so God sent not only one, not two, but three messengers at least that we're told about to guide this city back to the path of divine acceptance of the divine, of the acceptance of God. Let us see what God has to say in this very first verse, verse number 13 of Surah Yasin. And then we'll come back with a review and some points to derive from verse number 13 of Surah Yasin, in which Allah says the following.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ إِذْ جَاءَهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ
And set forth to them for their good a parable of a people, of the town when the messengers of God came to them. One of the ways that God teaches us in the Quran is through stories, and all of us love stories. As children, we love to have bedtime stories, you know, to go to bed. As we grow up, when we start to read books on our own or watch television or movies, those are obviously stories, whether they're fictional or real life accounts that are put into the form of a movie. We all love to hear about people of the past, about stories, or even to dream about the future and what may come about in the future days. And so God takes this opportunity in Surah Yasin to give us a story where he says that give to the people a story, a parable of a town in which our messengers came to those individuals. Now, as for some of our takeaway messages, as this introduction to this story is just about God telling us of the people coming to the messengers coming to a town, rather, what can we take away from this particular verse? We see that number one is that one of the best ways for you and I to learn of our present and future state is to reflect on the past, is to take a lesson from people who have come in the past. What did they do right and wrong? Learn from them, and then we can chart out our own destiny. A second point which we can derive is that we not only study the past as a story, but rather to realize that there is something called the Sunnatullah, the divine tradition of God, the way that, you know, the whole rule of cause and effect, that just as nations in the past have had to deal with this rule of cause and effect, of how they deal with themselves, their community, their society, how the leaders deal with the subjects, how the subjects deal with one another, or their leaders, that this is not only about 5, 10, 15,000 years in the past, or only of 300 years ago or 200 years ago. Know that this is a cyclical relationship. These are things that continue to happen, and the rules of history that govern the past, they continue to govern to the present and into the future. And so to know our state, we need to study the past to reflect on the present so we know that where we will end up in the future days. The third lesson, and we conclude with this, is that when it comes to relating a story, the important point are the lessons to be learnt. It doesn't matter what geographic region a story took place in. It doesn't matter what culture those people belonged to, what language they spoke, how many people were involved. These are all, you know, incidental characteristics that may be nice to know to form the backdrop. But if we're looking for the moral and the lesson to learn, those become irrelevant to the situation. Because as we said, the tradition of God is such that it is in continuous motion, that the tradition of God, the Sunnatullah of the past, the way he dealt with certain communities, if people in the present or future display those same qualities, characteristics, God will use those same traditions of the past. And so the important point is to learn the lesson, the outcome, and to not worry about the finer points, which can be discussed and reviewed, but should never be the focal point of our understanding. And last but not least is that we see that the prophets of God went in search of people to guide them. It was never that God told the prophets to stay in one location and people would go in search of them. No, the men and women who are serving the cause of religion, that they need to be out in the field looking for people to give them salvation, to help and guide them, not to take a back seat and to wait. No, it's up to them to go and look for the maladies, the sicknesses of society, and try to alleviate and bring about cure and comfort to the problems of the world. We close and we ask God to allow us to be able to be of those to bring about change and to better understand this beautiful story of Surah Yasin, chapter number 36. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.